702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Well, the overall report put out by the SIU, and they're not done yet. There are more reports to come, but the numbers are absolutely extraordinary. First of all, the report is 737 pages. I can tell you that there are some graphics, which helps a little bit, and it's double-spaced, and it looks like a fairly large typeface. But trust me, this is dense stuff. They have examined, they were asked to examine 5,468 contracts, 3,067 service providers involved, the money involved, an eye-watering 15.45 billion rand. It was a massive, massive amount of money spent at a time of great fear, great anxiety, and in many ways, lack of complete clarity as to how best we should address the COVID-19 pandemic. But on the one thing there was consensus is that we needed PPE in various forms, masks and gloves, and then sanitizers and the cleaning of spaces, or not. We can't look at all 737 pages. We can't look at all matters. But what we are going to do now is focus our attention on one specific aspect of this. And we're going to do that in the company of Mark Haywood, daily editor of a Maverick Citizen. That's because he did a series of articles exposing the expenditure by the Gauteng Department of Education of 428 million rand on the cleaning of classrooms, schools, admin blocks and other administrative premises that are involved in the education of our children. So let's welcome Mark Haywood to 702 Drive. Mark, thanks very much for giving us your time. It's quite an extraordinary section of the report. It's 22 pages, 23 in amidst 714 others. But the level of detail is really remarkable. What jumped out for you before I talk about some things that really stood out for me? Mark, good
afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes, please, do go ahead.
It's 737 pages. It explains every investigation that the Special Investigative Unit has conducted. It explains the steps taken where they have found procedural irregularities. And as you said, in relation to this particular case, the 428 million rand that was spent on sanitizing schools, it lists all 270 companies. It names the official who the SIU alleges took a payment of 50,000 rand linked to the procurement of these service providers. And it lists the steps that the SIU is taking to try and recover the monies through the special tribunal. So I think it is transparency par excellence. We just have to hope, really, that the SIU's findings are followed up, because I guess that's the real challenge. It's one thing to shine a light on what
yes.
happened. It's another to make sure that consequences follow.
So one of the things that you explored in your articles, Mark, was that they did things that weren't necessary, and that there was that the science was showing made no real difference to the fight against COVID-19. In hindsight, one might say, well, everybody was scrambling and trying to figure out what to do, and that was understandable. What is absolutely inexplicable, though, is what they do is they go to two service providers. Bidvest, they go to the National Contract Cleaners Association, and they get themselves a rate of yep. as to what this kind of cleaning should cost. The average cost that they come up with is 3 rand per square meter, and the Gauteng Department of Education costs this at 100 rand per square meter. Whatever low-level official might have chosen contractors who had no competence in this, surely somebody much higher up the chain should be carrying the can for that figure of 100.
Well, I think so. I mean, I still think that the head of the Gauteng Education Department has some answers to give. And I also think Mr. Panyaza Lesufi has some answers to give, because I just still can't accept that such a large amount can be spent and authorized without any oversight at all. I mean, John, you're kind to the department. The fact of the matter was that you know, by April, May 2020,
yes,
the World Health Organization and our health department had issued guidelines against so-called fogging and decontamination, saying that it was dangerous and that it was a waste of time. Now, I expect that my government senior officials, who we pay, you know, a million plus rand a
yes,
year, and
yes,
some of them much more, remain on top of their emails, remain on top of scientific and public health guidance during an epidemic. I don't think that that is too much to ask, frankly.
Yeah.
But clearly it was too much here, and they went ahead and they did this.
No,
and if I can just say, John, you have to contrast this money with, you know, Panyaza and the minister pleading bankruptcy when it comes to security for schools in the last few days in the light of the murder that's taken place in the East Rand. I think when you make those comparisons, you start to see what the real cost of this type of irregularity is.
So, Mark, looking at the 270 companies that got these contracts, I mean, there's much that one can talk about, but I want to get your view. The one thing that really struck me was anybody who had cleaning services in their name got the smallest amounts. I mean, I have not done a scientific yeah. study of this, but anyone who could argue that their core business was either chemicals or cleaning got generally under 400,000 Rand, whereas other people, often with either surprising names like travel agencies or very vague names, usually ending with the word holdings, got amounts often in excess of 3 million Rand and beyond.
Well, exactly. I mean, you put your finger on it. And I still don't think, you know, this needs further investigation. I still don't think we understand why all of those companies got it and who those companies were and the people behind them. I suspect that it's political patronage, that you give people lucrative contracts to do very little, and you buy some sort of loyalty as a result. And what you're describing, John, again, just to digress, well, it's not really digressing, is what happened with this huge COVID free-for-all in all of these government
yes.
Departments. People provided PPE, gloves, masks, sanitizer, who had no prior experience. Nothing was checked by the South African Bureau of Standards, or in some cases, South African Health Products Regulatory Authorities. And you know, these contracts were just dished out. I mean, if I can say, if you read tomorrow, and I'm publishing an article, we've just done an analysis of all of the COVID-19 expenditure that the Treasury has made public on its dashboard.
Right.
And we've created a visualization of that expenditure. And it's very shocking, because across the board, you find companies with no prior experience in an area suddenly popping up as multi-million rand providers of services and goods.
20 past five, we'll come back to our conversation with Mark Hayward. If you were anywhere in and around this whole expenditure of nearly 428 million rand on the cleaning, the decontamination, the disinfection, the sanitization, those were the categories in which people provided services, usually more than one of those. If you've got something to share or some light to shed. Before we go back to those Gauteng Department of Education cleaning contracts, I did mention at the time that this is a report and there's more to come. But the numbers are important. Let me put that in perspective. They have finalized 82% of the things they've investigated. That's 4,503 contracts to a value of 13.3 billion rand. But there's still quite a lot of work still to be done. 964 contracts, and the money at issue there is 961 million rand. So still quite a long, long way to go on this. You know, Mark Hayward, I mean, on the one hand, when you're confronted with this kind of thing, and you have been often in your life as a journalist together with your colleagues at Daily Maverick, do we focus on the individuals involved, or do we focus on the absolute inability of systems to actually regulate this process? I mean, how does all of this happen? Is it that there are systems there that are ignored, or are there systems that are simply not fit for purpose?
John, we have to focus on both.
Yes.
You have broken systems, but then you have people willing to take advantage of those broken systems, and they do so with the knowledge that in all probability that they may get away with it. So we have to look in both places at the same time. You know, although Judge Zondo obviously didn't hear anything about COVID-19 corruption, the section of his report that deals with public procurement is very, very important. And he himself, I've forgotten the exact words he uses, but talks about the fundamental system breakdown in public procurement. And he makes a whole raft of very important recommendations intended to cut off the oxygen to this type of corruption. And I think that's what we need to be doing. But what I also think we need to be doing, John, is that, you know, civil society and society as a whole needs to work with the media. We need to be monitoring these things live, particularly for as long as our prosecutorial and investigative services are recovering. I mean, SIU is doing a good job, but are recovering from state capture. Because, you know, this 437 or 428, as the SIU now says, million rand, was only picked up because it was published in a Gauteng province expenditure disclosure report, which they've now stopped publishing precisely because I suspect government officials said this is getting us into trouble.
Yeah.
Put pressure on Premier Makura and said, listen, you can't open the window like this. And so we haven't had any of those reports for the last exactly 1 year, in fact. So it needs vigilance until the systems are fixed.
Mark, I mean, we can't have this conversation without a conversation about politics. The spotlight shines very firmly and brightly. There may be things that come up in DA-run entities, but fundamentally, this is overwhelmingly about the African National Congress, a party that has a president that often says, we are committed to renewal, the fight against corruption, etc., etc. It really does suggest that at virtually every single level of government run by the ANC, there are people not only willing but able to steal public money under any circumstances. I mean, naively, one might have thought that as the horror of COVID descended, this would have been off limits. But this is a party under whose watch money meant for honouring Nelson Mandela was stolen, in which money meant for hospitals and the eradication of pit latrines gets stolen too. What does this say about the possibility that the ANC can actually sort itself out in the way that it governs?
John, I don't have a lot of confidence that it can sort itself out. As you can see, there's a fierce internal battle. It's likely that internal battle will go over years. And whilst they fight that internal battle, we, the people of South Africa, can't afford this level of brokenness in our state and this level of theft. You know, you have to compare the corruption and the amount of money that is being corrupted with the poverty that exists in our communities and what that money could do differently. You know, in a separate article, but on the basis of reading the Auditor General's last report issued in December last year, you know, she points out that there, in the last few years, there's been 488 billion rand that has been declared as irregular expenditure that has not been properly acted on, accounted for by government departments. So whilst it may not be that every public servant wears an ANC T-shirt or cap, the problem is that ANC cabinet ministers, ANC MECs, etc., act as protectors very often for reasons I don't fully understand, I don't think any of us understand, in failing to close this down and to take the action that is necessary to stop this. And you have to name names. I mean,
yes.
Premier Makura, every time he comes on a public platform, the last time I saw him was after the death of Babita Diokaran, you know, spouts the most lovely words about what he's going to do and then does next to nothing, as far as we, the public, can see.
Mark Haywood, editor of Maverick Citizen. I'm going to find a link to that report. I'm not expecting that you will read all 737 pages. I still have to make my way through most of it, virtually all of it. But take a look at it and just have a look at the level of detail. I mean, some of this is really, truly quite extraordinary. As I often say, not surprised because we've seen it before, but boy, am I shocked. 702 Drive.